Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Carl Anthony Towns, I heard you guys talking about this guy. Have to have this and more next year, basically what they did, and then to accomplish the next step.
We got a bunch of great guys in that locker room, and, you know, we hope to, the plan now is to just put ourselves in this position again and succeed next time.
I did not.
For him, it's back-to-back conference finals.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's success. I mean, that's not the ultimate success, but still, yet it's success. And both teams, he was a huge part of their success.
Well, he better be. I didn't realize he gets $53, $59, and $61 million the last 3 years.
That's one of the reasons why Minnesota traded him. They, you know, because they're going to have to pay, you know, Anthony Edwards if they haven't already paid him. I'm not sure.
Understood. Here's, this was interesting. This was Deuce McBride asked about the season.
Is it too soon to kind of put into perspective kind of what the season was? I know you just ended up, you know, losing right now. Is it too soon to kind of put that into perspective?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we didn't have any plans, so obviously losing this game, we felt really confident coming in. But overall, as a season, yeah, like I said, it felt like a lot of stuff throughout the year just got exposed now.
What does that mean?
My best guess is the fact that there were some little things with this team in the regular season that we talked about a ton that manifested itself in the playoffs in a big way, like transition defense, like the three-point closing out and the three-point defending. I don't know if he's referencing maybe the playing too much in the regular season stuff. That could have been something too. But yeah, I mean, they're not a good defensive team.
I mean, so really, Josh Hart has to come off the bench, Mitchell Robinson has to come off the bench, and Deuce McBride have to come off the bench. So that means they have to find somebody that's going to be the shooting guard, essentially. You know, I mean, or somebody else that's going to be like a 4 or a 3, I guess, in today's NBA parlance, that is going to be another scorer.
Yeah, I mean, I really think what he means is the fact that they've just been bad defensively. What do you think, Jerry?
I don't know. Because they have been bad defensively, which was not the case last year at all. That's why you guys fell in love with them, and I understand it. They were tough, they were gritty, and they were a defensive team. They kind of flipped their identity to outscore teams, and they couldn't do it in this case, obviously. So I don't know. I don't know if there's something going on where they don't like each other. You listen to them, though. They sound like they are a really good group.
Yeah, they all sound like they care about each other. They like the coach. They like the way they play. And look, you know, the Pacers went one step further this year. The Knicks went one step further this year. The question is when will Jason Tatum come back? I don't think he's going to be out for the entire year. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back after January of next year. Mm-hmm. I mean, because he got his surgery done really quickly, so I don't know where his rehab is at this point. But look, the Cavaliers are going to be good. Pacers are going to be good. The Celtics are going to be good. You would think Detroit's going to be better than they were this year because they'll make some moves. You know, what do the Knicks do to, you know, kind of reinforce what they believe they need.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody gets a cakewalk to the championship series like the Yankees do. You know, there's other other leagues where there's good teams that are in those leagues that you have to beat, and the Yankees are lucky that they don't have those teams.
Wow. The Dodgers aren't in the American League.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Here was one more. Here's Jalen Brunson asking about the coach. This is the one that made headlines yesterday.
Jalen, when you talk about the confidence, obviously, I feel like nobody takes more criticism than Tom. And this team obviously has turned around during his tenure. Do you kind of feel that going forward, he's the same guy to lift you guys the rest of the way, that next level?
Is that a real question right now? You just asked me if I believe that if he's the right guy. Yes.
And with that, he got up and he walked away. And that was that. And that was the end of the press conference. So the season ends Saturday night, but for the Pacers, they go on. They'll play the Thunder, game one of the NBA Finals, Thursday night at 8:30 or thereabouts.
It really was the third quarter in this game.
It was the third quarter.
You know, because they were having trouble coming out of the locker room to start the game.
Yeah.
And they took care of the first, you know, half. They kind of hung tight, and Halliburton was not an issue. It was more Siakam than anybody else.
I really thought that at 58-54 at halftime, I thought they were winning the game.
Yeah,
absolutely thought they were winning the game Saturday.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Yankees, Dodgers last night, Sunday Night Baseball. We know the Dodgers just clobbered them Saturday. They won Friday night as well. The Yankees did salvage Sunday night.
And a pitch from Yamamoto swung on and sent to center field and deep. Going back, Edmund, looking at it and say goodbye. Up on the net, into the batter's eye. A two-run homer for Ben Rice, and the Yankees now have a 3-1 lead. Home run number 12, RBIs 24-25.
And that was Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. Hey now, yeah, 7-3 the final score. Rice the home run, Anthony Volpe singled and scored on a wild pitch. And DJ LeMahieu, 4-for-5 with an RBI single and an RBI double. Here was Rice on his home run.
It felt great. Give us the lead back there and just kind of get the ball rolling a little bit. It felt really good.
And that was Rice on, yes, LeMahieu with Susan. And I'm going to assume this is Dave with the open mic as well, talking about his four-hit game. I only say this because you'll understand why in a moment.
Yeah, it was good to get some results. Good to get some results, drive some runs in, and, you know, it was just, yeah, it was good to get some results. Good to get some results, drive some runs in, and
I think it's time to miss another series. No, that's what I think. He needs to take a couple more games off. Get that thing right, you know.
I don't think so.
Poor Dave's having a hard time.
Ryan Yarbrough, the win, 6 innings, 1-run ball. He is now 3-0, getting the job done.
Yeah, no, I think we had a really good game plan between the coaching staff, me and Wellesley. So just a matter of execution and, you know, keeping them off balance and not putting them in counts where they can really hunt for certain pitches. So I'd really just try to attack the guys and stay ahead.
And he gets his third win at Yoshinobu. Yamamoto, the loss. He doesn't get through the fourth. He gives up 4 runs on 7 hits and 3 walks.
This is why they play the game, Jerry.
Yeah.
Because on paper, you would think. There was no way that the Yankees were going to hit Yamamoto.
That is
true.
The
way that they ended up hitting him.
But they did. They knocked him out early.
And you would have thought that Ryan Yarbrough would have been, you know, shellacked by the Dodgers, who shellacked the
Max Fried.
The day before. Max Fried,
right.
Of all
right.
people.
Yep. Jason Dominguez, an RBI single, but left with a bruised thumb. Yankees home for Cleveland tomorrow. They have a 5.5 game lead now atop the AL East. As for the Dodgers, well, they get the Mets now tonight in Los Angeles. The Mets coming off the weekend sweep over the Rockies.
The 1-2 is hit high in the air to right field and deep. Freeman is back. He's at the wall. Looks up. Gone. Up Otako for Pete Alonso. 3-run home run to right field. And in the bottom of the fourth inning, Alonso makes it 3-1.
And they would win 5-3. Keith Rad, Mets Odyssey Radio. Home runs tacked on by Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto. And the Mets complete the weekend sweep of the 9 and now 50 Rockies.
They did what they were supposed to do. In no way am I criticizing the Mets, but it's like impossible to feel good about beating a team that's on pace to be even worse than the Chicago White Sox.
It was a no-one weekend.
Yeah,
well, they had to win all three.
Yeah, they had to win all three, yes. But they've won seven of their the 9 home games.
First place sold.
Yes, they are.
I mean, it's great. This is not a knock on. It's just
this
hard.
Is what the Phillies were doing 2 weeks ago.
I know, and the Mets got their turn.
They took care of business.
It's just like I am so, and the games are late, so we're not going to see them. But it's like I'm so much more excited to see real competition coming out of this. Because it just feels like this team is, they're not even a team, the Rockies.
Well, the Rockies have the worst pitching in baseball.
It might be the history of baseball when
they are
said and done.
Horrific.
They did beat the Yankees.
That is true. They did win one game against the Yankees.
That one game. I think that's their last win.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.